Mark chapter 6, verses 25 through 28. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. At once, the girl hurried in to the king with the request. I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. What's going on in this passage? Well, King Herod, he threw a party, a bash. He invited all the who's who, the high officials, the military commanders, the leading men of the region. The banquet table was packed with food. The wine flowed freely. And when it was time for entertainment, the daughter of Herod's wife, Herodias, entered the hall to dance before the high-spirited men. According to the Jewish historian Josephus, the daughter's name was Salome. She was a young woman of marriageable age. And while no details are given, her dance was no doubt erotic and suggestive. Herod and his male guests were pleased. Inspired by drink and desire, the king made an outrageous offer. He said, "Whatever you ask, I will give it to you, up to half my kingdom." Inspired by her mother, Salome asked for one thing, the head of John the Baptist. She asked for that because John the Baptist had disapproved of the illicit marriage between Herod and Herodias. Herod's high turned into despair. But a promise is a promise. And so the forerunner of Jesus, the man that blazed the path, died in response to a provocative dance. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? God often allowed dishonorable deaths for his children. He especially allowed a dishonorable death for his son. But because of Jesus's humiliating death on the cross, every follower of Jesus passes from a last breath here on earth to a first breath in heaven. Because of Jesus, death loses. Every believer lives forever victorious because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, thank you that Jesus has forever defeated death, the last enemy. And thank you that Jesus gives victory now and forever. We pray in his name. Amen.